Hey, everybody. Welcome to the JK Show. You can send us an email, podcast@justincomedy.com, or you can call us at 408-228-4911.
Or you can send us Morse code at -long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long-long long dash.
I'm going to let you go pretty long because I don't have anything to plug this month except for I want to get out there. November 4th at Rooster Teeth Feathers, I'll be recording my next CD. Tickets go on sale soon. For information, you can go to justincomedy.com.
Dash, dash, long, long, dash, dash. I am going to India, which is exciting for me, on a mission trip for the first 2 weeks of October, and would greatly appreciate any financial contributions you would like to give to it, and also your prayers. More info at kevin@thekevinmiller.com.
Or they're going to find email or info at your email?
Well, they email me, and then I give them this, dash, dash, long, long, dash, dash, short, short, dash. Was I saying short, short, or dash, dash this whole time?
I don't know. Enjoy the show.
Why this song matters.
What
now? Welcome to the... Oh, I almost got it wrong. Right off the top. Hey, welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is why we're not the funniest, because people know the name of their show if they're the funniest podcast.
Oh, I thought you were just counting them. I thought next week was going to be the third funniest podcast.
They get worse. They keep getting worse. We don't improve. We get worse and worse. So what just happened, as many of you may or may not have figured out in the iTunes, I hope it's happened by tonight.
Oh, man, it is so happened.
Yeah, we've changed the name to the second funniest podcast. Kevin Miller almost said, welcome to the JK show, which I think is hilarious, because he was the one who originally hated the idea that he created.
Man, that is bookended irony right there. Thank you, Justin Warsham.
Thank you, Kevin Miller,
the JK show.
Former co-star of the... I was going to say guest star, but I was trying to think what's below. I wanted to make me the star.
Well, he's a regular.
And then just below that. Supporting
walk
star.
On. Day player. Kevin Miller.
Day player.
He's a regular. He's the Cliff Clavin to your Sammy Malone.
And I just realized this. Our first guest on the second funniest podcast, Jordan Rosa.
He's the second funniest person at this table.
Wait a minute.
I think that makes
who was
me
here first. Before you guys got here?
Jordan Rosa.
This is what you have to expect. You're going to expect stuff like this when you listen to the second funniest podcast.
Much more rock. There's a lot more beer, that's for sure.
That's true.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot more sober Jordan.
That'll change.
What are you drinking tonight? I got 32 ounces of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Who decided that that was still the name that they were going to call that beer? Why?
It's the champagne of beers. Have you had it?
No.
This is something that's funny to only me. I thought that was like how you described the champagne of beers was Miller, and then I just saw you pass that 40 to...
Oh, my gosh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's a champagne.
Now, why is it that it's not a 40? It's only 32 ounces. This is because it's champagne, and they don't make cheap 40s.
Yeah, you're not going to get a 40. That's 32 ounces. That's what a gentleman drinks.
I feel like a malt ball just exploded in my mouth.
Oh,
I'd rather lick this microphone than taste that
it's
thing.
It's premium.
Again.
This was established in, I'm trying to read it here, 1858, I want to say.
Back before they invented alcohol? Or?
Yeah, that's right.
At least
that's
big gulps of it. How big is a big gulp? That's what I want to know.
32 ounces.
32 ounces. This is a big gulp.
A big gulp of beer.
Champagne of beer.
Wow.
The champagne of beer.
Miller High Life.
Second funniest podcast.
Yeah! Miller High Life. Brought to you by Miller High Life.
Now, the reason why that song, you should remember that song. Can you play it?
Yeah, I can.
Give me five. Give me that much.
I remember when you guys were working on that.
Yeah. I didn't get a part.
Yeah, you did. None of us did. None of us did.
Oh, well, then why?
Yeah, it's good. It's a nice bed of music.
Yeah.
We were originally going to be voices in a game that this was like the lead song to.
It was like a racing. It was like an off-road racing game.
Yeah, it was off-road 4. So there still is a video, which I have a copy.
I'll see if I can't make a version that I can put out as a podcast or an episode like where you could see the video. I did the sound design
That's right.
for that little video. I remember because the man who hangs from trees... was displeased with all previous of, if I could be misquoting this story.
No.
I think 13 attempts he didn't like. And the 14th one, he's like, well, we're out of time.
I'll just do it. I remember that's how it ended. And what we ended up doing was essentially scoring the video of these cars driving off and off on the road as if we were watching from above, like a film. But there's absolutely still no way that a video game could ever do as intricate.
That's always the problem with a lot of video game promo stuff. Is it's all these that game's awesome. You're like, those are locked in cutscenes.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Look at those awesome cutscenes. Look at that 8-bit.
Right, exactly. Back in the day, you'd look at the cover and you're like, this is amazing.
He's painted.
He's jousting giant birds over fire.
But it was always nice because then you knew what those 3 pixels were supposed to be. You're like, you look on the box, you're like, oh, dude, that's a helmet? Awesome. Oh, I thought his head was just gray.
I remember because this is where I learned the valuable skill from the man who hangs from trees because I had to cut it out to where there was cursing in it, and they only wanted certain parts of the song anyway, so he taught me how, like, you could see the beats in the waveform and then take a piece out and then match the beats up timing-wise through the different channels or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a skill.
We call it neutering rock and roll.
Because he changed the lyrics to Get a Grick. Because it was supposed to be Get a Grip, and then the rhyming line is something that rhymes with grip.
I think we just had revving. This is the other thing, is that for anybody who actually saw Test Drive Off-Road
4.
It is
Test Drive Off-Road.
Off-Road, right. I think it was called Wide Open or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Off-Road Wide Open. And that was the E3 trailer that we did or whatever.
We have dropped so much nerdery in the first 4 minutes of the funniest
podcast. It's how it happens to the second.
I've still got Comic-Con stories to tell.
Oh, man. Joey Bears is going to be so drunk after
I think
that.
I was thinking about this, like, while we're talking, maybe we should call it Second Funniest Nerdcast.
Comic-Con? Yes, can.
Second Nerdiest Podcast?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's good.
There we go. Now you don't even have to be funny. You just have to every now and again be like...
Star Trek.
I like reading Alpha Flight, you know?
I've never seen a clitoris.
Is that rude? You guys got all
I actually, no, I, no, I'm fine with it. I'm a little, you know, I'm a little offended.
Jordan was rude.
No, not for the use of the word clitoris, just for the perpetuating of the virgin nerd stereotype.
Yeah, I was going to say most nerds are getting it on pretty hard.
I'm telling you, like I had a bunch of friends who like were way less nerdy than me in high school, and I certainly got laid before them.
Way less nerdy.
He's saying he's nerdier.
I was the only one who had a box at my comic book store where they saved comic books for it, and they would like look at me crazy when I'd be like,
"You had a safe deposit."
No.
I know what you mean, though. I know.
Yeah,
but
a safe deposit.
Here's what it is. I recently in Florida, in Orlando, I went to a cigar lounge or whatever.
And you get your own private.
And they
humidor.
Have like a little box over there, and that's what I imagine. Like when you walk in, they're like, you know what, Jordan is gonna love these Captain America Cubans.
They do a little bit
lock
of
them up.
My new place out in Silver Lake is a little bit like that. Seriously, you walk into this place, it looks like a cigar lounge. Like, it is so classy. It's called awesome. Secret Headquarters. Highly recommended. They are fantastic.
What street are they on?
Silver Lake. They're like right on Sunset.
Okay.
They're really cool people, but there's like big, like overstuffed leather chairs. And there's like, there's no toys. There's no toys and no cards. It's comic books and graphic novels and
cool.
art. It's
I think they also have a podcast too that they do, like where they do video panels there that they record and put out on a podcast.
That wouldn't surprise
that
me.
That name sounds familiar.
Secret Headquarters. They're fantastic. Yeah, they do a lot of
Chris
art.
Hardwick is on that from Comedy Death Ray. I think is the same place.
You guys are like
he gave me the biggest opening right here. I've got a Chris Hardwick story. I've got a Chris Hardwick story.
We can just turn off our mic.
I'm going to do my first Comic-Con story. It's a true story.
Great.
So, I don't even know why the subject had come up earlier in the day about my love. I was down there with my girlfriend.
We're calling her my girlfriend.
Oh.
You calling her your girlfriend now?
Yeah, I am. We'll get to that later.
Why is that the thing that follows Comic-Con?
Last time he was on, he wouldn't
because
call
I like
her.
Yeah.
I just opened the door
him.
About losing virginity. Like you would think about the closest vagina your two would be the first thing that we would go to, but now you're just waiting.
I didn't
you're
want
chomping
to talk
the
about
bit.
The closest vagina I am too. That's your wife. She's in the other room. You mean vicinity?
Are you guys boning my wife?
No, I just mean she's the closest. My girlfriend's like all the way back down in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Well, then the cat's still here, and she has a vagina. Ooh. So, yeah, she's still
counting. It depends on what your definition of vagina is.
I think cats have vaginas.
Yeah, they do. It's a pussy with a pussy. Hey-o!
Hey!
Yeah. second funniest podcast. Goes,
oh,
morning
man.
Zoo.
Really? Oh, man. Give me an awooga horn later. Oh, saucy. Oh, saucy. Oh, my God.
Well, that's right. Jordan hasn't heard any of this.
Yeah,
huh?
I don't know any of this. I only listen to one.
Real quick, too, I know we're sidetracked. We got to get back to Chris Hardwick.
We're not calling it sidetrack. We're not calling it that.
That's right.
Second funniest podcast.
Got it. Is that I was desperate. So I made burgers. Jordan
they
was.
Yeah, you did.
They
delicious.
Were good. Jordan
delicious.
Was.
You make a good, mean burger.
Thank you, man. They were. I'll give you a rest. I was thinking about this as I was making them. I'm like, here we go. This is what you do. You take a pound of beef, uh-huh. right? Yeah. You take some minced roasted garlic. Mm-hmm. Usually it comes in like an oil.
Oh, you don't roast it.
No. You buy it in like a little jar. That's recently become my favorite thing to cook with. Like I just put a tablespoon of that stuff.
It's jars.
It's good for your erection. It's
very close to making beer spit out of my nose.
I missed it. What happened?
You get it on the replay. It's like a joke that gets ruined with that.
I have to listen to my own show.
You're going to check it out later.
You said it's my favorite thing to cook with. He said jars, and I almost spit beer out of my nose.
See, on the replay. Repetition, it's not funny.
I get it.
You go back and play it again, it's going to be funny, and that sucked. That's why I didn't want
to
explain it.
My favorite thing to cook with jars.
Is jars, as if you were throwing jars in your recipe. All I saw was glass jars.
You're like doing exactly what he explained about what he did on the song, where you just like, you matched up the beats and cut all the comedy out.
Second funniest podcast.
and here's the joke, and we're going to cover that and just make it literal. And
but here's the deal. Like, it's so seldom that I almost spit things out of my nose from somebody.
We don't hang
laugh.
Out a lot.
That's true.
Who needs hilarious. You porn when you have the JK show?
That's right. That's what we're here
Please
for.
Please don't make that a drop. And then he did. I make so few requests of
him. So you take a quarter pound of beef, and then you put like a tablespoon of the minced garlic in.
Some jars.
throw in some,
break up
jars for whatever reason.
Maybe colored glass. It's up to you. What do you feel like?
So you gotta go racist this early?
Colored jars is... Go on.
I hope people heard the clicking noise so that at least it's funny to the listener. Then you take, you cut up an onion that's real. You cut up an onion as small as you can, right? Maybe a quarter of an onion. And then you put in some Worcestershire sauce, Parmesan cheese, and
some
an
milk.
Egg. Which I thought of you when I put that in the hamburger. Like, if he tastes this you in the hamburger.
I wish I had.
It's so hilarious. Which, because of your church friends, we have to reference that. On my 30th birthday, I said I wanted Jordan to turn this.
Oh, hey, now I can hear myself.
I asked for one thing on my 30th birthday. I said I want sweet potatoes for dinner with marshmallow.
Have we not talked about this? I guess that
we have on the show, but they said
that was literally all you asked for on your 30th birthday.
So Natalie,
Natalie and I ruined his 30th birthday.
Natalie and I ruined his birthday because she invited.
When he says Natalie and I, he's mispronouncing I.
No, that's not fair because all you wanted to do was play video games and eat the sweet potatoes.
Oh,
and
that's true.
Ham.
Okay,
and she invited 30 people over
and made me watch my son all day.
And I,
Kevin. Was helping to make the dinner, and he was like, oh, I'm going to put an egg. Do you have eggs? And she's like, why are you going to put an egg? And then she goes, oh, it's for the sweet potatoes. It makes them all nice and fluffy and good. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, don't do that. It'll ruin it. I normally never put that. He was like, no, trust me. If Justin loves sweet potatoes, he's going to love this. And I guess Natalie said something to the effect, okay, but if he doesn't like it, it's your ass because this is all he asked for. Right?
You're going to ruin the one thing.
Exactly. And so
two things.
I sit down to eat, right? And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, and I tasted the sweet potatoes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these? Why do they taste? They almost taste rotten. Like, I was just like, no, that's not rotten. Like, and then I go, did you make the sweet potatoes any different? And I think at this point, like, Kevin was all like, huh? Like, he's happy.
He's like, yeah, he's ready.
And then she goes,
because you should keep doing
she's
that.
She's like,
that's
why? Do you like it? And then, or maybe you asked me if I liked it.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, just, it tastes like egg.
Like, there's a fried egg in
your
eyes. I stared at you like he was listening the entire time.
Nice.
And unfortunately,
this is a giant
I was
bit.
Not. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And he goes, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I was like, no, it tastes like there's an egg in it for no reason.
It's as if somebody cracked open an egg and put it in here with a couple of jars.
I mean, and it even tastes like two people may have argued before it went in. Even.
Is that argue? Is that bitter? It's bitter.
There was somebody in the room who did not agree with the decision. That's what I'm. That's what I am tasting.
And I also taste me not playing video games.
Wait, and Kevin made this. Kevin did. Did you have onions yesterday? Wow. He's a super, super taster.
This is already twice as funny as mostly ending sketches on SNL. Yeah,
ending sketches, that's good. The second, you don't
second,
go opener.
Second funny. No, the ending's the best when they can just go long and get weird. Yeah. Those are my favorite. That last sketch.
I always
last
think that there's too much of an arc of badness. As it, like,
yeah,
it starts
but no, it goes downhill, but then that last sketch is always the place where they can deliver something where it's like, well, if we go long, we'll cut it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it'll be this really repetitive sketch that, like, you can stretch or collapse. You know, it'll just be like...
Because it's a running gag.
It's
just,
you know,
just
people topping each other. They had that one where it was like, you know, they're on the porch and they're like sipping coffee. You know what this reminds me of? You know,
right,
you can either do that 17 times, you can do three jokes.
Yeah.
And so, but there's something about those that are so, like... comedian bitty self-indulgent
exactly.
That a lot of times they're kind of my favorite bits just because
they're
just
the ones
like
I hate the most.
They're the ones you hate because I
can't stand them.
I well compared to like the any sketch that happens between
the
weekend update and that last sketch. I'll take that last sketch. Like all the rest are like ones where you're like, oh sweet.
Wasn't there some actor you were going to tell a story about?
I got to finish my hamburger.
He's got more. People are writing this down at home.
And then you mix it in. Don't forget the Parmesan cheese. Yeah. And then you pat it into the patties and make sure you go big. Go big because they shrink when you cook them.
Yeah, you got
to. Then you throw it on the grill and make sure you salt it. Every time you flip it, you put a little bit of salt, depending on your preference, and some seasoning. I recently learned from like a grilling chef that one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they only season it when they first put the food on. And they said especially salt with like beef, you need to keep salt because a lot of it will fall off and it'll help lock in the moisture and it'll give it a huge flavor.
It makes
flavor.
A nice crust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll like crispen it up or whatever because it sucks out the moisture on the edge.
Isn't that a way to do a turkey too? You essentially glaze it with salt?
Yeah, you come brining.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's a turkey.
That's where you
I know hams.
That brining's when you like inject it with
This is a way where you put so much salt on the outside that it creates like a salt shell, so the turkey cooks on the inside without actually getting any crispy on it.
Really?
So you have to cut through a salt layer before you actually get to the turkey.
Oh. And really you have good. To also cut through me standing by going, you gonna eat that salt layer? Anybody else want that salt layer?
Because that fat covered salt.
I'm gonna put some of that turkey salt on my popcorn.
Turkey popcorn tastes like
salt.
Turkey.
Someone put some turkey right in this popcorn.
I wish somebody could deliver me. It looked exactly like a full roasted turkey, but it turned out to just be a shell of salt. It was like it's like a chocolate bunny, you know, it's like totally hollow. Yeah.
Why are we having a salt lick for Thanksgiving?
Crunch.
Delicious.
All right, Chris Hardwick.
Okay, I was doing this whole thing where we were talking about like dating shows of the late 90s earlier. I'd done this whole thing and
what does that mean? What is a show?
There was a Blind Date, Change of Heart, which was fantastic. Shipmates,
early reality TV show.
Yeah, well, this was late 90s. Before the reality boom.
When Real World was still kind of, they were making all those sort of romance shows.
And there was, they were almost all dating shows. Yeah, they're all syndicated dating shows. And Chris Hardwick, who of course originally did Singled Out on MTV. And we're walking over by the G4 booth, and I'd been talking about how Shipmates was my favorite one of all of those. And this guy walks by. I don't notice anything. And my girlfriend goes like, hey, it's Chris Hardwick. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, look. And I'm like, excited, which is not that interesting of a story. Until Chris Hardwick, from 25 feet away, makes a U-turn at the sound of his name and returns to us and goes, hey, guys. Chris Hardwick. He looks awesome. He does not, like, if anything, he's aged backwards.
Like, he looks like the show on G4.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why he was there for G4. And, I'm like, he's like, hey, how's it going? I like shook his hand and I did this. I was like, I loved Shipmates. I was like, I watched Shipmates every night with my roommate in college. Cause here's what's awesome about Shipmates. Cause there's Blind Date, which was great.
Yeah, a boat.
Well, yeah, it was Blind on a boat. But the thing was on Blind Date, like we were all rooting for the shitty date, right?
Yeah.
We were waiting for the disaster date. Every now and again, we wanted some people to hook up just to feel like it was sort of legit. And then there was a couple boring ones and then there was disasters.
Yeah. ship? On a ship.
Shipping. It wasn't just on a ship. It wasn't. It was on
they
a cruise
those shipwrecks.
Ship. It was 3 days, 2 nights. So that first night, if it was the disaster that you were waiting for on blind date, they still had to like go horseback riding on the beach the next morning. Then they had to go like dinner and dancing or like some lame casino thing the next night. And then they had to like say their farewells and like tape some confessionals on the last day when they already knew they hated each other 36 hours before. That's so much better. And Chris Hardwick was the host. And he was like, hey, thanks, man. And we talked for a little
bit. But did he co-host that show with Jenny McCarthy or did he... No, not shipmates, but the there was
singled out. He was the host. He went down and he talked to the contestant who didn't see. And then Jenny McCarthy was up on the steps and she interacted with Chris Hardwick and then with all of the the group of contestants
because
it was always it was like either one girl or one guy and then a large group. This was back when MTV wasn't so gay friendly, so it was of the opposite sex at the time.
And now it's only same sex, right?
It seems almost like 50-50 on like Next. Next, it seems like almost 50-50 whether it's a gay or straight episode, which is interesting. Dan Savage was writing about, I think it was Dan Savage who does Savage Love, was writing about how it's not interesting on the gay one because it's like, the thing is like, so there's a dude outside the bus and there's five dudes in the bus. Well, if they don't like the dude out of the bus, they might start making out with some of the dudes on the bus. He was like, this is no, like, what's fun is like when there's a dude out of the bus and three straight girls, five straight girls on the bus, and they all hate each other because they all want the dude. It's like, they go like, that guy sucks, but you.
Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, I wish that would have happened. That would be so great. That reminds me of...
What would have happened?
No,
it did happen.
Two guys on the bus, though, were making out.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, it did?
Oh, all the time, man.
Did they hook up on the...
It's on the gay episodes. Like, if it happened on a straight episode, that would like blow my mind. That would be awesome.
Let me clarify this. I have a child, and I'm now in my 30s, so I don't watch MTV. I'm strictly VH1.
McDonald?
You're watching, you're watching much music straight out of Canada.
I think I watch
much
more
music still around?
Do-it-yourself channel and HDTV, mostly because this is what's weird about
and
my
Fraggle channel. Rock. What a...
If I knew where it
we
was
had
on.
A whole night of Fraggle Rock, or a whole afternoon of Fraggle Rock at The Silent.
Really? That's pretty sweet.
At the Silent Movie Theater.
Silent Movie Theater. We don't actually show
that. I know.
Here's the plug. Cinefamily.org. Check it out if you're in the LA.
Oh.
Do you know that Fraggles are not silent movies?
We don't just show silent.
You got me. I was like, did he not?
I've never seen any Fraggle Rock because it was like,
really?
It was like premium cable. It was like Showtime or HBO or something.
Yeah, they're making a movie right now.
We didn't even have regular cable in my house.
Oh.
Not because we were poor, because we lived in the sticks.
That's the same thing?
My dad stole cable when I was a kid.
Oh, see, I wish.
Which reminds me, that's why I brought up the HGTV stuff, is that when I was a kid, I couldn't watch Saturday morning cartoons because my dad, after we would finish the paper out, would insist on watching the new Yankee or the old Yankee Workshop.
New Yankee Workshop.
Now it's the new... Is it now the new Yankee?
No, it's like they're new Yankees. The old... Yeah. We're doing it like the
old
Yankees.
People, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this old house and like we would just... There was another one with a guy and a chick and it was funny because it was almost like a soap opera because the guy had one chick to start.
Mm-hmm. He married one of them.
And then they brought in another host, and then but then she was just a co-host, but then they eventually ended up hooking up.
Yeah, because I just watched a thing, it was like an anniversary episode of that show, and they were like covering the whole story.
I wish I could remember the name of that
show. And blinking
on
it, too. It wasn't This Old House.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, so my dad would make me, I couldn't watch Saturday morning cartoons, so now I grow up, right? And so I'm sitting there, and one time I tried watching the Cartoon Network, and there are cartoons that like, there are new versions of Iron Man that I've been able to watch a little
bit.
The new X-Men.
Batman.
I've seen that.
The Wolverine and the X-Men is fantastic. I'm almost done with the first season. And Batman Brave and the Bold, highly recommended. Mm-hmm. That's the one show right now that I think is so... Yours is a little young, but it is such a show.
Oh, my kid! I was like, my what? What are you?
Your intellect. No, it's totally
harsh.
It's totally a show that is absolutely pitched for 5-6 year olds and up to watch with their comic book nerd dads.
Oh, nice.
It is like I mean, and I'm dead in the middle of those. But, you know.
You don't have any children.
That's what I mean. I'm dead in the middle. I'm not
his left brain is his comic nerd dad.
I'm simultaneously a 33-year-old comic
and
nerd
his right
and
brain
an 8-year-old
is 6 years
kid.
Old.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey,
Rocky's back.
It is. Hey, Lou, you're not old enough to watch Brave and the Bold.
he is. I think. How old is he now? Rocky is, what, 6, 2000? 7, 36?
He's 2,000 years old. How old is that in dog years?
140,000.
I don't know if you were doing math or just annoyed by the fact that you had to.
A little both.
Wait, 140,000 from 2,000?
Are you okay?
It's 70. Every year is 70 dollars.
No, I had a beer before the show,
oh,
which
okay.
never goes over well.
All right.
I need another beer.
Just so you know, you're on your second.
You should have some champagne of beers.
He did. He
maybe that's
that.
The problem. I had a little bit of that.
It's so champagne. Good.
Did I seem surly?
No.
Do I seem surly?
Well, you seem like you had a rough day and that, like, normally when you come in, you're like, let's do this. All right. You know, yada, yada, yada. But today you're just like, I feel like I've been beaten.
Right. Maybe it's Jordan.
Down by the.
Maybe it's.
Why are you going to fling it at our guest already?
No. I'm just saying I feel outdone by Jordan. That's
oh, it. Okay.
Outdone?
Yeah.
Just because I'm so handsome?
You're impressive. Like, I did earlier today, I thought. All the feedback we've gotten about episodes with Jordan is they can't understand us because we're all talking at once. So I was like, I'm going to make an intentional effort to be the third man and
we're
just
doing
be
great
quiet.
So far.
Oh, fantastic. I know, I made an intentional effort to not be completely drunk.
So then, however,
we're going well.
He got in my car to drive over here, and he already had a beer in him. And I said, have you been drinking? He said, no.
I didn't say
no. No, no. He said, no. I had one beer.
I had a beer. What? He's going to accuse me of beer.
I could smell it on him. No.
So
I had a beer.
I think I can maybe fix the little, you know, miscommunication that you two have is that drinking would imply by, like, he's already four drinks in to a night that will continue.
I think
he hasn't even begun drinking because he's only had one.
I think more importantly, Mojo Nixon, he taught us two important rules in life. Mm-hmm. One of them is eating ain't cheating, and the other one is beer ain't drinking. And
eating ain't cheating?
What's eating ain't cheating?
Oh, okay. It's a famous story about our governor.
Our current governor,
supposedly it's been told, I mean, not that he invented the phrase, but I've heard it told about, and it's much better when told about him. Apparently.
By Arnold?
No, trust me, he denied this story, and he's going to come and find me when I tell this story, but I read it in Premier Magazine.
I was like, just do an impression of Arnold telling this story.
I'm not going to do this. Somebody comes, like, she's coming to find him on set in the trailer. And at the time, Arnold's either married or involved, whatever it is at the time. I don't remember. And,
Probably both.
And they open the door.
He's
and,
on the back of a bus with four gay
and
dudes.
And Arnold is going down on a young lady.
Oh, wow. I hope he could say young boy after that.
He's going down on a young lady. And somebody, like, says something about it. And he literally, supposedly, does not move other than to turn his head and look at the person who has opened the door and says, eating is not cheating. And who was the worst Arnold impression ever, by the way? I want to go. That's the second worst Arnold impression.
Who is the guy who, because you said you heard this story.
I read it in Premier Magazine.
So some author heard
like it was
that.
Yeah, it was like
and he put those two things, yeah, beer ain't like, drinking and eating ain't cheating.
No. Mojo Nixon wrote a song in which he said eating ain't cheating and
because I was
going to
say who is Arnold Schwarzenegger going down on when he said beer ain't drinking. That's what I want to know, like how
St. Pauli girl.
Oh. What happened?
Jacob's dog arrived. Is stomping on the baby.
There's a parade. Yay. I need a balloon.
I recently found out that the blog that we use to create the RSS feed for our podcast, you can post comments on it.
And people have been commenting?
People have been commenting.
Have anybody complimented positively?
How many comments do we have?
Only like, I want to say 7 or something like that.
But enough to, more than one.
Enough to where I was looking through the episodes, because we also have this weird thing that started happening. I'm not sure why or how to remedy it, but you can no longer get episode 1 on iTunes. Like, you can't go back. It goes back as far as, I think, episode 12, and then it stops.
Hmm.
Which might be why your people are like, well, you don't recap things if you've already covered them. And I think it has to do with Feedburner. I'm going to look through the settings, but anyway.
Feedburner!
We had I don't know who this is. Do you guys know a Dan Slotman?
No.
That's just filthy.
Sorry, Dan. Jordan's not a regular guest. He's just a day player.
Seriously. Oh, I'm hoping that's his nickname. I'm the slot man.
Well, he knows about eating ain't cheating.
Eating ain't cheating.
He's
the
slot man. If that's
his
name.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
No, no, no.
Oh, I thought he was just the big man down at the arcade.
No.
The slot man.
Well, he's out of a job.
He's the guy. He's the guy who makes all this money playing nickel slots in Vegas.
Right.
He's the whale of slots.
That's a guy who just he's smacking the button like grandma. Cherries.
He gets like five machines in there.
Yeah, he's running like five Wheel of Fortune machines.
That game's fun.
But anyway,
yeah, I figured you'd play the Wheel.
It's a good one.
He says, "I think you guys should call it the Dead Weight Show. It's tongue in cheek, and it shows it is about comedy." So there, now we've...
Thanks, Dan Slotman.
He said
the
that.
Dead Weight Show.
He said that on June 11, 2009 at 1:21 p.m.
How did he... Oh, 1:21. He's drunk.
He could be in Japan. You almost
He's not related to you.
Justin spit out
I'm
his.
Just saying, nobody's awake after
that. What is the point? What is the significance of that on the internet where people... Like, we need to know what time people said stuff. Like, how is... Why is that?
In case the order. In case they're replying to something someone else said.
Yeah. Just put it
also,
in
I'd like to keep track. I will... If somebody's posting something at 3:30 in the morning, I'm going to assume that, you know, I have much less interest in what they have to say.
That's a good point. I would agree.
And it also makes sense when I'm posting stuff at 3:30 in the morning. You're like, these aren't even words. They're like, but it's 3:30 in the morning. Why are you going to hold that against?
On Comedy Sports, we had the, on the Comedy Sports player forum, we had the drunk forum. I believe
we had the
you
drunk
started
forum.
It, right?
We started the drunk forum. Here's the best part about the drunk forum. The drunk forum, there was rules.
Yeah.
The rules of the drunk forum were... you could only post in that thread when
right.
you were drunk.
Right.
And you had to just type. You could not use delete or backspace.
Right,
so any typo, you had to like try and fix on the fly.
It's a fun game.
And here's the horrible part about the drunk thread. Because like I started it in the San Jose forum, and somebody like started another one in the national forum, but named it after me.
Oh.
Like, somebody like thought it was fun in the San Jose forum, and so they started one that. It was like the Jordan Rosa drunk thread or whatever, and they like just reposted my original post said, "Here's the rules." I'm at Comedy Sports LA, like. A few months ago. And
if you're not familiar, Comedy Sports is a nationwide chain of improvisational theaters.
International.
Ooh, that's right. That's right, because we're in Britain now or something.
Yeah, and I think there's supposed to be a German one opening soon, which is not going to be
funny.
They're
all
very
funny.
Yeah.
Kramer must be pissed.
You know,
he knows that that's how the Fourth Reich is coming back.
Through Comedy Sports?
Yeah.
They never see the comedy.
Yeah.
And so, but so like...
They never see
James Bailey, who owns Comedy Sports LA, I hadn't seen him in, I don't know, almost 10 years, maybe a little less than that. I just hadn't seen him in a long time. And like, finally, I was doing a show there, you know, I was doing like in the mix over there. And I'm like, hey, James, I don't know if you'd remember me, you know. I mean, he's like, oh, yeah, Jordan, I know you. You know, of course I remember you. Well, you know, Jordan Rose a drunk thread. And I'm like, oh, God. Thanks, yeah. Oh, not like, oh, you were funny in that show in Portland. Oh, yeah, you're the guy in the drunk thread. Sweet.
Wait, hold
As
on.
I suck Drink. On my yeah,
exactly.
champagne
Wait,
in New Year's.
Let's recap how our audience knows you. You
As
made your first
guy.
Appearance at the Cinco de Mayo show.
Was it
right?
my first? No, it was my second.
Well, yeah. No, it's the first. It's Cinco de Mayo.
No, he's right.
You're right. St. Patrick's Day.
My first was the week before St.
Patrick's Day.
Our
St. Patrick's Day show.
Our St. Patrick's Day show.
And then Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And then...
This is the first. That's why I kind of wanted to make an effort. I was like, not drinking all day. I might as well show up.
Yeah.
With a few beers in me.
Which is what I honestly had the thought. I was like, I was going to text Kevin and say, hey, on your guys' way over here, I'm like, hey, if Jordan is going to want beer, make sure he knows I don't have any. Like,
you should have texted me because we got a block from your house and he's like
I need beer.
Like something like a pigeon returning home. Something clicked at him. He's like, I need beer.
Like a pigeon returning home. I think it's called like a pigeon sobering up.
He just said that statement. Like you're pulling, you're looking for parking, and he goes, I need beer.
We're coming. Yeah, we're coming. We're at the corner of Lancashire and whatever there's on the other side of the road. And Bam is passing us on the right. We're near McDonald's, and he's like, I need beer. If we're gonna do this, I need beer.
You said something. You said something that made me think of it. I don't know what it was, but yeah,
like cupcakes or crocodiles or something. Completely innocuous.
Cupcakes and crocodiles. I
think
beer.
You were like, no, it was. I think it was like, I was like, what's your last name again?
Yeah. High life.
And then he could not, from the remaining minute of the drive into your house, he was like, no, I need beer. We're doing
well,
this.
Like, earlier on, I was like, oh, Justin will have a little beer in the fridge. No, and then I was like, no, why do I know? Because you'll drink
faggot.
It all.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I enjoy it.
You don't even have wine.
I do.
But wait, you know what?
I have wine in the house.
Oh.
I always have wine.
You know what I had? You know what you might like?
Your mom.
Yeah.
What I had earlier, what I had that Kevin spelled on me, was a little Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat. Ooh, doesn't that sound fancy?
I don't like the word Kugel. Isn't
Kugel.
That the most
Leinen, that's Kegel. You're thinking Kegel. Oh. Kegel. Leinenkugel. It's from Wisconsin. It's fantastic. It's a nice light. It's got kind of a light beer. It's got a decent.
What is a Kugel?
Leinenkugel is just a name. That's the name of the people.
So there's a family of German people known as the Kugels?
No, the Leinenkugel.
They're a bunch of old.
They're the Leinenkugel.
The Leinenkugel. It actually says on the bottle. So like, it's the Leinenkugel, fifth generation Leinenkugel brewery or whatever.
I bet you that
Leinenkugel.
It was originally Leinenkegel.
It could be Leinenkegel.
And then when they came over across Ellis Island, they're like, we can make up any name we want.
Leinenkugel.
We will have Leinenkugel. No more will they make the pussy muscle jokes for us. Now we are French.
and yet they still are. Here's the thing. Like, I'm very bad at like identifying flavors. Like I basically my ability. I'm like completely binary with food. I'm like I like that. Ugh, I don't like that. Like I can't tell. I have no vocabulary about food in any way, shape, or form. You're like, oh, what flavors you taste? I'm like,
good.
So, wait. I'm pretty sure there's egg in these sweet potatoes.
There's egg. I couldn't. No, I never come up with egg. No, the thing is, if there was egg in the sweet potatoes, I'd either be like, this is delicious. Or I'd be like, I don't like this. You're like, why? I don't know. Unlikable.
So you're saying that Jacob has a more refined
taste. I guarantee he has more refined. I ordered a burger the other day that should have only come with the barbecue sauce on. I bit into it, and it didn't taste right. And I had to look to realize that it didn't have barbecue sauce. It had ketchup and mustard. And I was like, that's ketchup and mustard. That's not barbecue sauce.
That's redneck barbecue sauce.
I was like angry.
I mean, fairness to Jordan, Jacob's really only, his taste is either chunks or no chunks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's better than me.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but so,
I don't think so, because he'll eat things that that you're like, why is it? Like, Natalie
this
can,
is me in real life.
Natalie,
I'm watching normal people eat things. It? I'm like, why are you eating that?
I get. All right, I stand corrected.
Look at that. What is that? What is that? Why are you eating it? It's a tomato.
What is it covered in? Caramel?
Who are you hanging out with that's eating caramel tomatoes?
Oh, we made $1 million. We just made $1 million.
We did?
Sell that.
Caramel
tomatoes. Because people think they're apples until they bite into it. And then we go, it's a novelty food.
And then they go and buy one for their friend.
The OC County Fair.
OC falling for the caramel tomatoes.
OC County Fair's going on. We should try it out. Put it on a stick.
It's the chain letter of foods. Like,
do you guys remember the book?
It's chain letter. It's like when the milk's gone bad. You're like, ooh, smell this.
There was a book when we were in grade school called The Green Monster, and it was about chocolate covered pickles. You don't remember this book?
I don't remember this.
That sentence knowing that we had never
My hippie parents used to tell me a bedtime story about the Green Monster, but it was not chocolate covered pickles.
What was the Green Monster?
It was the sweetest, stickiest of the ickiest nugs of green herb.
This was
I thought you were going to say
my parents.
Your parents cannot babysit my children.
They shouldn't have raised me. Look at this.
Yeah, how's your champagne of beers?
It's delicious.
No, hold on.
It's better than weed.
Now, your hippie parents decided, told a story about the green monster. Like they came up with a marijuana boogeyman to scare away from
pot. I was supposed to be friends, too.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now,
it was like there's a monster at the end of this book.
No, I grew up. And that monster is the man.
That monster's he's Grover. It's Grover. I grew up watching Sesame Street. I was down with monsters, dude. Richard Scarry and Mercer Meyer.
Cookie Monster wanted all those cookies.
Yeah, exactly. Cookie Monster.
No, growing up then in a household where, you know, marijuana was a nursery rhyme. What do you crave the Mary Jane today?
I have never touched the Mary Jane.
At all.
I have never once in my life. No.
Now you saw your parents smoking
pot as a child? I saw my dad. My mom quit like supposedly when she got pregnant with me, but you know, there's obviously something wrong with
when you
me.
Say so supposedly, you're like two
just,
and a half months when she realized she was pregnant.
I don't buy it because something
can't
wrong
taste
with
anything.
Me. I'm like, is there mustard on this? I don't know.
That's the reason.
So or what's wrong with my brain?
No, but yeah, no. Here's what I know.
You develop this is the taste buds.
That's what's going to happen when they're talking about legalizing it to solve right. our $400 trillion debt.
Your children?
No, your children can't taste anything.
Wait, are they what? Really That's, considering that to
yeah.
legalize it?
No. Yeah, they think.
Does it have any real?
They're going to try and tax it. They want to tax it.
I love yeah. it. I think it's a
media like spin on a very racist thing of we get a black man in the Oval Office and now all of a sudden we need to. Legalized
like
marijuana.
Conspiracy theory.
Now, judging by your guys is going, oh, maybe that's
think,
just me
I
being racist.
You, I think, yeah, I think that's Modesto you. Coming through. Like, yeah. That's what that is.
I didn't pick up on any of that.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, wow.
Maybe it's
wow.
because I've seen 47 comics be like, I can't wait till Obama gets in the Oval Office because then it'll change from Hail to the Chief to, you know, sipping on Bacardi and my birthday.
I was hanging out with Rick Shapiro for like a month, and like the day I met him was election day. Uh-huh. So the number of I spent a month of watching 98% of comics open their set with so we got a black president.
Yeah,
I was like, oh really?
Did we talk about this last time?
I don't know. I think I just made some vague reference. Yeah,
because I hosted.
Whoa! We have a black president.
But he's half white.
I have.
I like to say we have a half white president. It makes me feel much more comfortable.
That's about a minute into most of those acts, isn't it?
Every single one.
Thanks for digging that up.
I've got some good airplane food jokes later.
Buckle up.
Why do they call it a driveway when you park on it?
Isn't that one of the Muppets?
I was like, Zoot doing stand up.
Yeah, I thought it was the guys from Hee Haw. Standing in a cornfield.
What color are their hands now?
Why don't they just make the whole plane out of the black box?
I want to just do 2 hours of this. I want to do like every like cliche punchline. That's all I want to do.
Oh gosh, dang it.
I want to do nothing but burn all of your bridges. I want to do nothing but comics I don't like. Don't like catchphrases. I want to be, that's not right.
If they're all
You're
together,
a crazy man.
Why do they call them apartments?
They make the whole plane out of the black box. Oh, no, really? Had you seriously never heard that? Are you telling me you never heard
no,
that?
I've heard
okay,
it.
Yeah, it's okay. It was well done. It was well chosen. It's just the way you were laughing at it was like it had truly blindsided you. Like you'd never heard the joke.
That's why I love that character that, I can't remember the guy's name, that does the political comedian on the Weekend Update on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is so funny where he just reads headlines. He's like, come on. Like, look at this. Look at this here. Like,
Fred Armisen's.
Yeah, Fred Armisen. That's it. It'll just be like, he goes, the economy is in shambles. I mean, come on.
Oh, right.
you can't write this. He acts like he says the setup and then assumes that the punchline just happens.
Right.
And then
he
reacts
on.
To it. Yeah.
Fred Armisen presented Lelouch's And Now My Love this Sunday at the Silent Movie Theater.
Lelouch's?
Lelouch.
Is that another
Claude,
black person?
Claude Lelouch.
No, it's a Muppet.
Claude Lelouch. It's a French director.
A black Muppet?
Which is racist.
In Muppet.
Probably on weed and eating fried chicken.
And watermelon.
Oh, in Muppet. No. Why do you keep going racist?
It's this guy.
It's you.
Oh, it's fair.
In Muppet world, they're brown. They're like really.
Grover is black. I think that's pretty.
I remember having this.
But he had big red lips, or are those his gums?
Those are his gums.
I grew up like in like Northern California in the sticks. I remember having this huge conversation with my dad because I like as a little kid, you know, when you're like you just don't have any concept and you just hear things. And I'd hear this reference because it was the early '80s and that was the acceptable word at the time of about blacks.
What
was? Like the blacks, just the blacks, blacks,
yeah,
the blacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was really confused because really, in all honesty, almost the only exposure I had, which I think is not that it's good that it was the only exposure I had, but it was good I had some exposure, was Gordon on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
But Gordon's not black. because I'm a child, I understand colors. Gordon's brown.
Right, yeah.
And the thing is, being in Northern California, you hear all this, like, political identity politics going on. Yeah. And so certainly there was a thing about, you know, Hispanic and Latinos referring to themselves as brown.
Yeah.
And so I'd heard that, too, on the news and whatnot. And so it was like this, having this big conversation with my dad about, like, well, where are the black people? And they're like, well, you know, like Gordon on Sesame Street. And I'm like, yeah, but he's brown, you know? And it was like, I was very confused because it just didn't make any sense. It's like, they're not black. Like, that's so weird. That'd be creepy if they're black.
I'm still hung up on this whole thing of, like, you growing
my
up
family. Well, here's
in a pothouse. Okay. Because here's...
Here, this. I've got a good... You know, and then you can ask. Here's a true story. This is a true story. Early 80s, this was certainly the time when schools especially started, like... they would send you home. I don't know if you guys had this at school. They sent you home. You're supposed to tell.
Because we needed to save the whales.
Well, they were saving the whales, but you were supposed to go home.
Hands across America.
You're supposed to go home and tell your parents.
Your family.
Yeah, family and parents became Pamley. And then it became Pampers. I don't know what happened in my mouth. If they smoked cigarettes, you're supposed to go home and tell them.
Yeah.
You remember this? You're supposed to go, like, if you love me, you're going to stop smoking cigarettes because I don't want you to die, Dad. And we're sitting in kindergarten, and they're giving us this you know, anti-smoking bar. I raise my hand.
Yes.
They're like, and I go, well, my dad doesn't smoke cigarettes. He smokes joints.
And it'd only been better if you had said what every pot smoker says is, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
in kindergarten,
know.
Go, my dad doesn't smoke cigarettes.
You're so much more awesome. No, because I didn't know.
Nothing makes you
want to, like,
punch people in the face more.
Like, you don't get
Dad.
It.
I'd be like, Dad, you know, is that a cigarette? I knew the concept of a cigarette. He was like, no, it's a joint. I mean, all right. What I knew was every now and again, not very often. It wasn't super common, you know. But, you know, I'd say maybe once a month, if that, you know. I know that Dad would come out of his den, and he would say something like, hey, how's it going, kid? And I knew Dad was going to be cool for a few hours. I knew there was going to be no yelling. I knew as long as I played my cards right, I could do everything right for a couple of hours. So I am in favor of legalization of pot. In my head, my thing is, like, but that's what the old man does.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't want to be like, I mean,
exactly.
My dad was the awesomest.
Your parents had the best war on drugs imaginable. If parents wanted their kids to stop, like, this is what I'm thinking. Parents today should start doing heroin and crystal meth. And
but the important thing is to do it and be responsible. Because if my dad,
parents that do that end up having messed up kids because they punch them in the face.
Well, it's not even that. But if my dad, like, screwed
that's
up his
discipline.
Life,
that's just good, honest.
I've met your father. We're definitely in dangerous nest zone with you right now. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but the thing was, like, so it was the same as, you know, I don't know, like, it would have been like if I was growing up in the early 60s and my dad came home and had a martini.
Yeah.
Right. So then when I'm
with him, like, in the cup holder, they didn't have cup holders back then.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, he'd come home after work and make the martini, you know, have that after work martini, which is a very normal thing.
Yeah.
But then when I'm 21 and, you know, and I moved out of the house in the
late
60s.
You're going to get the Miller High Life.
I'm going to drink beer, or I'm going to drink whiskey, or I'm going
to
start doing drugs
because
I don't want to drink a martini. That's what the old man does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's, to me, that's what weed is.
Because my dad beat the living hell out of me, and we're going to do timeouts.
Oh, man. I was so sure you were setting up the joke. You're like, because that's funny, because my dad beat the living hell out of me.
And
we're keeping that up. Look what it did for me.
I was so busy being honest rather than funny.
You're being that. I was like, wow, my thing was more like, that's so not a joke that Justin's gonna do. I was like ready. I was like braced for it. Like, wow.
Well, I joke about, like,
it was gonna smash me in the face.
In my act,
punch me in the face before you hit him.
In my act, I do a joke where I say that if he pees on me again, I punch him in the, I'm gonna punch him in the face. And
that's not gonna teach him a lesson. You gotta punch him in the penis.
So we can associate. Make a connection.
Boom, bad. He's like, ooh.
Hold on. Let me tell this. And then I'll tell this. I'm very proud of this joke that
I said
it came up as a moment of improv in one of the shows where I said, you know, we want to do timeouts, but because I felt bad because what I did was this lady, I go, how many people here are going to do timeouts? And this one lady clapped.
And so
one lady clapped, and everyone else said, I'm abusing my job.
And so to help cover for it, I go, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everybody else's kids are beating the hell out of your kids for you. And then,
That's a good joke.
I was happy with that. But then, Rocky, go. That's Little help down.
He was licking my. He was acting out the eating a cheating story.
He really was.
Rocky like Arnold.
Rocky does a mean Arnold. Yes, hold on. When he gets a few champagne of beers.
If Arnold's that good, I know
for
why he got elected.
Yeah. That means he has to have seven of them.
Yeah.
Or does he only need a seventh?
That's hilarious. So then my next joke was, as soon as I said this, I'm like, I am in love with this joke. Is that I go, no, I try to make amends with this chick, because this is how most of my stuff happens. Is that I start to make amends and then I realize I have to make this funny in the moment, mm-hmm. so I have to go the opposite, like what you just said. You thought I was. So I said, I go, no, we want to do timeouts too. But I wrote this when he was only. I go, but he's only 6 months old. So at that age, you know, you can't. You got to hit him. And then I go, and then people. It's nice because I thought that would be too much.
No, like, no. When you tell the truth, it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. And so
shaking baby syndrome.
So I say, I go, well, what? I can't. I mean, you can't put him. His whole life is a timeout. He's a flesh slug at this point. Like, what am I going to do? Put him on a naughty blanket? No. Punch him in the face. That's what I do.
A naughty blanket. Like you just like it's uncomfortable. It's like a big sheet of sandpaper.
You're like even bad.
Still on that. Put him in the cat box.
Speaking of punching
he'll just
him,
eat.
No. Speaking of punching him in the penis, though.
That's a segue.
I want you to use that out of context next time.
Hey, why did me throw plane out of the bad black box? Speaking of punching him in the penis. What's the deal with the post office?
Why they were shooting everybody up over there? Those crazy Filipinos.
Anyway,
why do dogs age 7 years for every 1 year? What's up with that?
What is up with that? All right. So speaking of the bank,
is there a vegetarian?
I don't understand what that is. No, speaking of punching him in the penis.
Did you just say, seriously, is there a vegetarian in here?
No, veterinarian. I want to know. Who knows why they age 7 years for every year? I'm serious about this part. I want to. Nobody knows.
Speaking of punching your 1 year old,
I will book you to do that show. What's your rate? I just want you to come over and talk to me like that.
Why do you drive on a parkway? Which is the finish of your drive.
I understand. I know. It's almost like I went dun 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 dun, dun and then like an hour.
Drive
later.
On a parkway. The
punchline.
Speaking of penis punching, I was changing my son's diaper today, and he made a boom boom. And
during or
that means
no,
boom-boom.
No, he's done that too. Which
a boom boom
while
poop,
changing,
right?
he produces the mud.
It is here. I've
just blowing mud, growing a chocolate tail,
releasing the mud shark,
turtle egg coming out of the shell,
going to the Tootsie Roll Factory,
using his ass as a Play-Doh. Maker. I'm not. I think I'm out.
I got more. You tell me when I'm done.
I'll tell you.
Taking a tour of the Nutella factory.
No. Oh, no.
I'll never enjoy hazelnut spread again.
Asking you what brown can do for you.
Downloading Adobe Photoshop.
What?
Harassing the giraffe? Oh, wait, no, that's when he's 13.
That's something else.
Anyway, so I'll tell that story real quick. So I was changing.
Wait, harassing the giraffe? Yeah.
One time I was changing him, and then I noticed that he just stopped moving. Like, usually.
That's ungood.
You have to give him something. He didn't stop breathing.
He just lost consciousness, but he was still breathing.
I checked it. I held a mirror under his nose.
I went back to the Xbox.
I held a mirror under the nose when he is definitely not a vampire. I kept going.
The EpiPen ready, or whatever it's called, with adrenaline, like in Pulp Fiction.
You're going to go Eric Stoltz on his ass.
So Anyway, he's sitting there, and you have to give them something to hold on to occupy their minds. It's almost like sometimes I give him a box of Q-tips, which becomes like a Rubik's Cube to him. He's like looking at it, trying to figure out how to make all the sides match up that already match up. And whatever reason, that calms him, like smoke on bees, that he could just calm down and let you wipe his ass. So,
like smoke on bees. So that was a fantastic simile.
I was wiping his butt, and then he stopped moving for like, and I was just like, what are you doing? And then
the calm before the storm.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like outside it was turning green, and I didn't know I had to go for the
storm. You didn't hear the ominous music behind you.
It just goes, and he sits there, and he didn't really grunt or anything like that. He just sat there looking me dead in the eye.
Oh, creep.
And then I was like, what are you doing? And then I was trying to watch, and then all of a sudden, it just came out. Like, and it's
because his legs are up, where, too, from, right?
Yeah, I'm holding them up.
Oh, like, from the front or the back?
What do you mean?
Where it came out.
It came out from the back.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
He's done that, but the pooing is really like discomforting, and I know that's an obvious statement, but
no.
Like I
not,
can't
not for him. It always makes me more comfortable.
I can't describe enough. Like I had a rush of adrenaline when that happened. Like I was being robbed.
Like you thought it might not stop. Like now that he's gonna come home. He's gonna be a pound and a half. The rest of him came out.
Just a little baby raised.
I kept it in a bag. We need to go.
That kid was full of shit.
So you have this, it's kind of the closest thing, it's like, it's, I would say 1.5 times that feeling that you get when you flush the toilet and the water keeps coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Not the slow build. It's like right when it gets just to the top and you're like, it's going to happen. That rush of adrenaline
right.
is the same that you get when you're holding somebody's feet in the air and then they start shitting all over.
I mean, but he's not like clearing, like you still got the diaper down, right?
Yeah, it's not like an explosive.
He's not like
poo.
Clearing the diaper. No,
it looks like Play-Doh. It's just
It's just the fun factory.
Oh, but it's just a jarring, like it just flips.
Oh, I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it, but it's usually, 18-year-old Brazilian girls.
Oh, man. Who needs you porn when you have the JK show?
That's right. That's what we're here
please
for.
Please don't make that a drop. You have to change it. We don't call it that anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We lost the drop.
Oh, bum, 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 bum.
Wait, what would it sound like now?
Good try.
No! Come on, Mitzel Blick, say your name backwards.
If I didn't have 2 beers in my reaction time was a little quicker, I probably would have said it.
I honestly, that was a moment where I was actually on board. I was like, well, this is going to happen. So now getting to the second story was that I was cleaning. Again, he had pooed, but this was like in the diaper beforehand. So I'm wiping him down, and I'm going to get graphic because I think it's funny, is that baby boys, when
we
they
haven't
poo,
been graphic enough yet.
Yeah. Baby boys, when they poo, little tidbits of, like, seeds of poop get stuck underneath their scrotum and then underneath the penis.
I don't think that's a little boy thing.
Jordan, you're not supposed to shit your pants as an adult.
I'm a hairy man.
I'm uncomfortable.
I just make you saying you never found poop on your balls.
No.
I mean, I clean up. I mean, I never found poop like 6 hours later.
Evidently not enough.
You might want to ask Natalie.
All right.
How is that even? Yikes. Go on. I mean, I understand it inside a diaper.
Like hot weather?
What the hell?
He's saying in hot weather, boxers become diaper-ish.
Oh, no, I was more saying that the scrotum expands and it hangs down in a more pendulous way.
But it doesn't poop on it?
Well, it hangs down in much more in the danger zone while you're sitting.
I mean, that's the original, I think.
You don't
design.
Sit to poop?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a chick.
I think the scrotum is like the mud flap of the anus. I think it's supposed to, like, kick.
That needs
to drop. Oh, my God. That needs a drop and a series of bumper stickers on the back of big rigs across the country.
That's unsettling.
But so anyway, I'm wiping his butt, and then I'm trying to clean his penis off, and I don't want this to be the thing, like, this isn't the first time this has happened. He's developed this thing now where when you take his diaper off, he reaches down and he pokes his penis. Mm-hmm. And if he gets a good four, he's not, like, what's the word? He doesn't have enough hand-eye coordination.
Right.
I guess agile. He's not agile enough to make direct hits every time. So like,
I just more so this. Your son is sounding more and more like me. That's all I have to say.
I think that's
like I get home on a Saturday night. I have no hand-eye coordination, and my boxers come off, and I start poking at it. And I miss a lot. Man. Somewhere down here.
Maybe this is why I like you so much. Maybe, or him. Like I knew you first.
Giant one-year-old.
So, anyway, so he'll poke because he's doing it blind. And then if he starts, like, if he finds it and he starts making a direct hit, then he just goes, he just starts giggling, right?
I don't giggle.
So, so today, I'm wiping his penis and then he starts to giggle. And I become uncomfortable.
Yeah, as well you should.
I already brought it up to my therapist that I'm like, I think I kissed this kid too much. Right. And he's like, no, that, you know, you're fine. But then I'm like, well, what does it mean when I tickle him with his penis? I try to quickle him,
right.
it as quickly as possible. I can't make that a drop. Tickle him with his penis.
I'm just much more excited for the next episode when Justin's like, Justin, why are you down? He's like, protective services show.
Exactly. Like, evidently, there are 402 listeners to the podcast.
Mr. Warsham, we need to talk to you.
This couldn't possibly be bad. Have cupcakes and balloons for me.
Prove it. Well, we have this website right here that's completely devoted
delete the internet.
You can't get something off the internet. It's like getting pee out of a swimming pool.
News radio. So I wanted to stop cleaning him, but I had to clean him, so I kept going.
You wanted to stop, but you also wanted the job done.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's why you should.
And not that job.
I understand. Yes. Make sure. I'm not going to correct you on that. But yeah, you should just, because he pokes it himself, you just put a little wipey in his hand and let him fight it himself.
That's a good idea.
I'm a genius.
Start the early, you were father of the year, Jordan Rosa.
Yeah.
Whoever would have thought those words would be put together.
Well, only in a joke like what you just said.
No, I was serious. That's brilliant.
I'm pretty amazing.
I'm pretty amazing.
Have you had children? You probably do.
None that he's aware of.
I don't like to speculate. If I speculate, I might have to get
enough
job to write.
There are known knowns and unknown knowns and known unknowns. Was an unknown unknown.
Every now and again, I do see like a kid at the mall.
And you're like,
I have the same thought. I like to see a kid at the mall, and every now and again, I just go like, that seriously could be my kid. Like, no, he's just like, I look at him. Yeah, he's just
Kool-Aid
like,
and
it's a blonde child, and he's drunk at 3 in the afternoon at the mall. It's just like me. That's how I handle JCPenney.
He's wearing some, like, vintage T-shirt that says, Gordon from Sesame Street is really brown.
He's brown.
Are you guys both sitting on those little trains?
Well, because every now and again, that's how I see them. Yeah. It's like, I like to put a quarter in the little, like, fake Batmobile.
Right. And they're like, could you get out?
Every now and again, I'll see an old man who I think looks like me, and I'll think maybe he's a time traveler. I think maybe it's me from the future.
And stuck in the past.
I get excited whenever I see a dude like that, because I think like maybe my life wasn't awesome, but like time travel is accessible, and like I'm like, you know what? My life's all right. But I remember that day, August 2009, man, at the Galleria. Man, I'm going back and watch that shit go down again. Yeah. And so, like, I see a dude, and I go, I think that's me from the future. I go, shit, yeah, what's happening? Something awesome is going to happen.
You should work out a code word. Just decide what it is. So
I
you
should.
Meet that guy, you can come up and just say.
Just walk up and just be like.
Barracuda.
Yeah. And he'll go, nachos.
But don't you,
and I'll be like. And then we'll touch each other, and it'll be like. Not like touch each other. Like you and your son, but like. But, you know, just like our hands will brush, and it'll be like Time Cup when Ron Silver and
the universe
be awful.
I there just want to make it clear when it comes
you don't
to
touch
me
your
and my son that he can never find my penis, so we do not touch
What's
each other.
What's the score then?
Why not? Do you keep it in a safe deposit box?
At a comic book store.
A plane out of your penis. So you guys know I'm going to India, right?
Yes, we
I've
do.
I've been dying to tell this story all night.
Okay.
This is the best segue I have.
The best segue. Speaking of
speaking of nacho train,
Speaking of punching my son.
So last penis, night I decided to...
Nacho Train, by the way, is...
Nacho Train!
Whose train is that?
That's a that's a Hispanic fuck train going boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Oh, is that what a nacho train?
Yeah,
a nacho train?
Yeah. Anyway.
Man, we need to get you a new computer.
I got it.
Okay.
I just figured there was cheese sauce involved. Queso.
Go. Right?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Are you traveling
anytime
soon?
Yeah, I'm going to India. So I decided I want to get the Rosetta Stone, which is the number one way to...
It's that like big piece of rock that has three different languages.
When
so
you
that
slam
we can,
your head on it, you learn a language.
We can translate, I believe, there was like the Hammurabi's code was on it. Was that the Rosetta Stone?
Yeah, it's a computer program. So I'm going to bet that.
I just realized that I thought he was doing a joke, and then I was like, oh, no, Jordan would be the person who would actually know what the... Because I was
the Rosetta Stone.
I said, when you made that joke, I'm like, yeah, you slam your head on a rock, you learn a language. And then I was like, I go, why do they call it a Rosetta Stone? And then he's like, it had Hammurabi on it, right?
Yeah, there's like a Rosetta Stone. It was like, it was three-sided.
And yet this man drinks and goes home and pokes his penis, but he knows stuff like this.
I have a master's degree.
No, it was like, there was three, it was the same thing on three sides in three different languages, and so that was how we were able to translate to some other ancient languages. And I can't remember what specific, I want to say like Phoenician and... I assume like Latin was on there, which helped us.
Yeah,
and
I think
there was
that was
something,
the main
but
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there were there were
Spanish. Probably Spanish would be the third one.
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
Maybe Klingon.
It was.
Or HTML.
Are you going anywhere anytime soon?
Yeah. So I'm going to India. So I decided to buy the Rosetta Stone, and I couldn't figure out how long one course would take me to do. If it would be like 2 weeks or 2 years. So I called the number. It's really late at night. So of course.
What's the number?
You get India call center.
I get India call center. And I wondered on the way is calling. So clearly an Indian woman picks up the phone and we chat about it for a little bit and she explains how long it would take.
You should have just found out how much she was getting paid.
We're getting
there.
Sorry. So we're sitting on the phone and she's telling me she's reading paragraphs to me with every one of my questions.
She's going through the binder. Yeah.
Eventually I asked the right question. I said, I need to know how long does this course take? Clearly you must have statistics. And so she read the paragraph that told me which course I needed and she said, well, it's this price. And I was like, well, you know, I think I can find that cheaper online through some other places.
Through something like a Pirate Bay.
Yeah, exactly. So then I say, I have her on the phone, and I was about to hang up, but I decided to be a little personal with her. So I said, you know, hey, I just had a curiosity. Are you in India? Have I called India right now? She said, yes, you are. I said, do you speak Hindi? And she said, I do. I said, well, what do you think? Do you think you could just teach me Hindi right here? Would that be all right? And she goes, sir, I have it available for you right now at a discount. So she peeled back $30 off the price and everything. And I said, so is that the Hindi discount that you're going to give it to me like that? I'm not kidding. She goes, sure. So do you want the price?
Nice. Dude, it's a 1-800 number. I'd be like, how much are you getting paid? What are you getting paid? You can pay like 3 rupees an hour?
Exactly.
I'll send you all. What does it cost? $140? I'll send you $80 and I'll call you every night I'm free and you'll teach me Hindi. It'll look like you're working. You're getting paid for your other job. I'll PayPal you $80. We're all good, right?
Man, I should have thought of that.
I'm a genius.
I'm gonna call that
I also like to say rupees. I don't even know if like that's still actually viable.
Right.
Is that
yeah?
Because it sounded racist when I said it, and I'd ask Kevin, "Is that racist?"
I don't think.
Would you say rupees?
Of course.
It's probably racist.
Probably. We should call the 800 number and just see if we can get somebody.
Because for a second, I thought that maybe rupees was what there was in Zelda.
Oh,
it was in Zelda.
Those are rubles. No, they're rubies. They have rubies, not rupees. Yeah, because they're gems.
I don't think it's rubies either, though. Look up what the money
is. Did you have a bunch of Comic-Con stories?
I got some Comic-Con stories.
Here they come. Oh, man.
What?
Yeah, I was excited.
That was weird.
Comic-Con. Welcome to Comic-Con.
Comic-Con stories by J. Dobbs Rosa.
Comic-Con stories by J. Dobbs Rosa is produced by Justin Worsham Incorporated. 2009 copyright. And now, Jordan Rosa. Jordan Rosa is brought to you by Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Tastes crappy, but Jordan drinks it anyway. You can't see what he's doing right now, but it's kind of funny. And now, Jordan Rosa.
And the letter G for brown.
It was a night just like tonight. Let's see. What do we got from Comic-Con? What was some of the crazy awesomeness at Comic-Con? The Prisoner looks awesome. They're doing a Prisoner remake. It's coming out in, I think, November on AMC, a 6-part.
The
remake of, like, the 60s. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
The 60s show, yeah.
It's got Jim Caviezel.
Will it end the same?
Jesus Christ is on the
Yeah, list? Jesus Christ is a number six. Magneto is number two. Yeah, that's right. Ian McKellen.
Who's number one? Who's number one?
That's the big question.
We'll have to watch the show and find out.
It looks really good, though. It looks really good.
Wait, I don't know this. Prisoner
The Prisoner was a 60s British TV show where this secret agent basically quit.
The ice cream woman has just showed up.
She didn't even need to play turkey in the straw.
Why?
She needed to be on the podcast. It's been a little while.
Why is it that you don't understand the concept?
She's actually fixing her hair for the audio podcast.
When we eat, we don't talk. Right. And you're bringing us a food that is time sensitive.
Maybe we should take a break.
We could take a
Maybe
break.
We should take Do a break. Take
no,
a
we're
break?
Not taking a break.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, you know, coffee bar. Thank you.
So you were Thank talking you. About...
So anyway, so The New Prisoner looks really great.
So what's the reference to the numbers? I don't know
so,
what that is.
So what it is there's like a secret agent. He's essentially James Bond. I mean, Patrick McGlynn, who played the original, who was in the original, he actually was, I believe, Secret Agent Man. It was a series he'd done previous. And so he did this next series, and essentially the very opening of the series, he's obviously kind of a James Bondy type spy, and he quits right at the beginning. And we don't see the scene, but we see him kind of arguing and shouting, and he storms out. And he goes to his apartment, and he goes to bed. He wakes up in his apartment, and he goes and he opens the window, and outside is totally not what should be outside of his apartment.
It's a studio backlot.
It's a studio backlot. And then they're like, this is the theme to Gary's show. And he opens, and like, he's in this village. Now, they just call it the village. But like, where he lives, the interior is the exact recreation of his apartment. But then the... And he is now not referred to by name. He's only referred to as number six.
So it's like a different cityscape.
Yeah, and it's very, I mean, like lost. And
when
yeah.
you call it the village, it's not like, there's not like it's straw huts, and then he has a loft apartment
yeah,
from
no,
Manhattan.
No. Yeah, they're like little, there was actually this town in Wales where they shot it, which is a really neat looking town. If you just like search like,
So the idea is that he traveled to some different, like Planet of the Apes, where everything looks kind of the same.
Do you remember UPN's Nowhere Man?
Fantastic. Well, I would say Lost. Lost owes a lot to, it's kind of show where you were just kind of like going like, the hell is going on here? And he's just he can't escape, and he's just trying to figure things out. And the show is really psychedelic and nuts, and nobody ever really knew
it
was BBC. And so this new one, it's only going to be a 6-episode miniseries, but it looks really
great. Which will launch a 5-year show like Battlestar?
I think this one they're planning on just doing the 6, but I mean, I guess if it's a big hit. I mean, and the thing is, like, I haven't seen Breaking Bad. People have told me it's Breaking Bad.
I just watched Breaking
really
Bad.
I hear really good stuff.
It's really good. Like, it's Weeds, but edgier, and about crystal meth. Like the guy.
Wow, that was the best pitch ever. Like, I just bought that show. Like, just tack the words "with heart" on the end. And I bought it. Like greenlit.
Do it one more time.
With heart. Here we go.
All right, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Stars Bryan Cranston, who's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. Okay?
Yeah, good.
It's like Weeds, but edgier, and with crystal meth, and with heart.
Nice. I'm going to buy that.
I'm going to write you a check.
How's that ice cream working for you?
It's delicious. It's a toffee bar. It's delicious.
Looks like a banana nut bar.
You're what? A banana nut bar.
So I knew there was a lady.
What?
I really got into Mad Men. I'm enjoying Mad Men.
I do too.
The
new season's coming.
That's a sequel to North by Northwest, right?
Yes.
Isn't that that movie with Elijah Wood?
Sequel to Northern Exposure.
Oh, that's it. Nice.
Isn't that movie with Elijah Wood where he divorces his parents?
North.
Right. Yeah. That's the one. That's Fargo, I think. But
I like North. I'm the only person who ever liked North, but I like North.
I don't know it. I just remember the
cover. I saw it in the theater.
I don't remember it. I've seen it. I know I've seen
Jason
it.
Jason Alexander.
Really?
Julie Dreyfus, Bruce Willis.
The cast of Seinfeld and Elijah Wood.
exactly. A Hobbit, half of Seinfeld, Die Hard.
Let me write you a check.
Teddy Bates, but with heart.
It's CGI dancing babies. Think Ally McBeal in space.
Why'd you play that?
Have you seen that Avion commercial dancing baby, like the viral video? It's so funny that my mom was visiting us from Denver, and she made me play this thing. And she's like, oh, look at this. Here's the thing. Like, my mom is just in between that gap of, you know, like grandparents to us, and you know, in that I'm a moron. What I was about to say was that she's in the generational gap between us and our grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah. Your mom?
Right. Break that down. What I'm saying is
sociologically
that my grandparents.
This is Justine.
It's like a 5-month-old reference. So she looks. My grandparents would look at it and be like, "How did they teach those babies how to roller skate?"
That was what I was looking forward to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dang, they got some talented babies.
Where did they find babies that can roller skate and dance like that? My mom was just like, she knew that it had to do with some kind of special effects, but I think she thought it had to do with like puppetry or something.
Oh,
like,
right, yeah.
I was thinking she was like, how do they do that with babies?
Oh, see, and, yeah, see, I was thinking she was going to make the other leap. She's like, how do they make those roller skaters look like babies?
That's actually a good question.
It's just a scale. It's just a scale issue. It's just like you just got a bunch of people. You built fake bigger trees.
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of people in baby suits. You know? And then you just force the perspective.
They just do motion capture or what?
I want them to do a live action. Yeah. I want actual baby suits and forced perspective. It's like giant garbage cans or skating pads.
Can we put some roller skates on your kid and redo that commercial?
Just
push him around on skates.
I'm more interested in seeing Jordan's version of like a 32-year-old roller skater who used to like do like the smooth moves. And he's in like a fuzzy costume of a baby, like Tommy from Great American.
Right.
Do it that way. Like that's what I want.
It's like gleaming the cube.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Kevin has never heard of gleaming the cube until like 2 hours ago when I skateboarded up to his car. He like scooted out into the street as I approached and then shouted, come on. I had to cut across Sunset like with traffic coming at me on my skateboard.
There was no traffic coming.
It was coming.
No, yeah, when the red light changed.
It changed and I was cutting in front of it. And I threw my board.
All right, ladies.
I threw my board in the back and dove in. I was like, awesome. It's like gleaming the cube. And he was like, yeah. Is that a TV show?
Pretty much exactly like that.
And then I had to tell him about gleaming the cube,
which
and
is so what took us to about to when we got to AMPM.
What I remembered. I needed beer. I was like so busy telling about Christian Slater's adopted Vietnamese brother and how Carl Malden killed him and Tony Hawk drove the Pizza Hut truck.
You can't explain the plot line for gleaming the cube in less than 10 minutes.
Oh man, you can't. You can't. And then on top of that,
we did see.
He
got in the back seat and played on his skateboard. Is it like he did this?
I was like, oh, and then there was that awesome guy who lived in the bomb shelter and he made him this skateboard with diamond plate on the top.
He had copies of it in his bag.
I totally did.
I tried to put him in my CD player.
I was like, Kevin, be Christian Slater in this. Go all preppy and date your brother's Vietnamese girlfriend.
.com.
What's wrong with me that my response to that is like, what happens when you put a DVD in a CD player in a car? Like that's on
it says no read. No
I know.
Read
I always wish. I always wish.
I've never tried it.
I know. I always
you
wish
have to try it.
I always wish you could put a DVD in the CD player and just listen.
Hear the audio.
Yeah,
right?
I just would. That would be awesome.
That's a versatile disc right there.
Yeah, digital even
stands for Didio disc.
Didio video.
How are we doing on time?
We got another hour.
Oh man,
we gotta go till he finishes his 40.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sure that
32. Yeah, you drain that pool.
I'm working on it. It's only 32 ounces. I didn't get a 40.
Good thing you didn't drive tonight.
Now, because it's the champagne of beers, what do they call it when you mix that with orange juice and have it for breakfast?
Well, it's the tequila sunrise of beers.
The mimosa beers. Mimosa beers. That's
okay.
Right. Tequila sunrise, I think, has like one other thing in it. I think it's maybe it's tequila.
But
maybe
it's beer
tequila.
And orange juice? Or?
No. I think a tequila sunrise, I think, might be champagne, orange juice, and tequila.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, sorry, I add tequila to all my recipes.
Tequila Fruit Loops.
Wow. You want?
Amazing. We love each other. I said Cheerios.
Oh, nice.
You want some cupcakes?
They didn't rise, but they're going to get you fucked up, dude.
You're going to have to just slurp them out of that little paper cup. But they're going to jack you
He's
up.
So anti-pot. He does what people do with pot with booze. That's
totally me. I'm like, dude, I...
I got a big box and I put your cat in it and I filled it with Jack Daniels.
You drowned and burned my cat.
No, he was swimming before. He's floating now. No, he's floating peacefully.
Like, drink your way out. He was having so much fun.
You drowned my cat in alcohol. That was my mom's cat.
Yeah.
He died doing what he loved.
He did. No, he died doing what I love, but same difference.
Jordan, when you bake the cupcakes with vodka in them, they just, or tequila, it just bakes the alcohol out. You're just ruining cupcakes. It's like,
you're making them taste like old alcohol.
I don't bake them so much as I warm them. Warm them.
Warn them. You will be eaten.
You're going in my stomach.
You've been warned.
And if the 12 of you all go in together, you might escape.
Oh, goodness. That's me.
And make sure you tell my liver on the way down I hate it.
Why would you hate your liver like you would hate your father?
I don't know, but I beat up on it like I cut it, break it into my house. Like, seriously, I think my liver like cheated on me with a girlfriend or something, because it's just like, she's like, fuck you, liver, every night.
Oh, God. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Delicious.
I think that's time.
Oh, I have so many more Comic-Con stories.
You will do another one.
Yeah, we got time, but
that's all right.
Thank you guys for tuning into the show. Thanks for everybody who wrote reviews on iTunes.
Yay!
Write one for me about how awesome I am. And how
write us about who your favorite guests are, because we're getting close to the end of the year. We need to figure out who this is what I was going to say, too, is that send us some feedback. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us if you have an idea for something that you would like to add to the show. Let us know.
And every time we do these open-ended surveys, we get a flood of responses.
It's so hard to...
Don't be mad if we don't immediately read your response on the air.
Thank you. Touche, man.
You guys need to offer prizes.
We've gotten that.
I have a prize.
Okay, let's offer a prize.
Okay, we got to figure out the circumstances of
What's the prize?
The prize is our good friend Jason Murphy made a horror movie known as Zombie, Zombie, Zombies.
Yeah.
Come on, say it right.
Zombie, zombie, zombie.
Right, it does have exclamation points.
It better be that.
And so I could give that away. I bought one for myself, and then I bought an additional one. So
here's what we do. People call in and tell us what contest we should do to give away a copy of Zombie, Zombie,
sweet.
Zombie.
Okay. And the best suggestion...
Yeah.
Gets to enter the contest first.
Exactly. That's the contest.
Okay, there we go. Thank you guys for listening. Jordan Rosa.
Hey, go to thesequels.com. Got a big show coming up August 22nd.
You own thesequels.com?
Thesequels.com.
Is that why you changed it from the sequel?
Sequels. No, we just hated the sequel.
Very different. I see why you changed it.
Thesequels.com.
Yeah.
August 22nd over at the Improv.
Nice.
Big show. Hollywood Improv around Melrose. Well, it's like that little like black box next door, whatever that thing's called.
Improv Lab.
The Comedy Lab. We're in there August 22nd, 10 to midnight. Big show, gonna be hot.
Well, check out Improv and check out the sequels and Jordan Rosa. Mm-hmm. Also, our good friend Constantine Anthony, also a part of the sequels.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So check him out, and thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Cupid, looking like a student, long hair. With your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom, was the stuff to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Get her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these kids when they ask who do this. But everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
My baby bullshit, I get foolish. Smack a nigga that tries to pursue it. Home. homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow drunk and keep the flow moving. In a 6-4, me and baby boo cruising. Body ragging, tippy, you're blue and had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping, hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing. And we gon' be together until your mom's moving. In. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. And you don't ask why I roll with a crew. When twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. On the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Second funniest podcast. Hey kid, yeah. Hey kid, want to see a trick? I'm an owl.
This baby is enthralled with you.
Okay.